Nate Lawler and Dave Keller with you this afternoon, live from Unitego High School. Unitego with an 8-0 halftime lead over the Braves of Fonda Fultonville from Section 2, coming down about an hour and 20, hour and a half today for today's non-division game. And everybody this year in the division in Class D has a couple open spots that they had to fill with teams from out of the area. So it's been nice to see some new teams going up against the teams that we normally see here in our Section 4 Class D division. So that's been a lot of fun. That's because, you know, UV, Oxford, some of the other schools have made the transition to 8-man, and so that has opened up some spots on the schedule. So here we go to start the second half. Here's the kick, and Unitego will receive going right to left. They field it at their own 20, and here is Derek Rose. Rose across the 25 to the 30. He's going to cut back. He's at the 40 before he's tackled out at about the 43-yard line. Derek Rose with the early cut back there on the run on the kickoff, and good field position here for Unitego to start things off in the third quarter. Again, an 8-0 lead for the Spartans over the Fonda Fultonville Braves. Just a very methodical first half, I thought, for the Spartans. You know, they stuck to what they like to do and know how to do and use the pieces that they have, and I'm sure they would love to go into next week against BG with a record of 2-2. I'm sure after losses to Sydney and Green, that would give them some new life. And so here is Shea Barber, again the freshman quarterback under center. He will hand off on a counter to Rose, and Rose cuts back from left to right, gets to about the 45 before he's brought down. Nice play there by Rose. And so that will bring up a second down and about 8 to go here after the pickup on first down. So Unitego moving some pieces in and out. Different guys running the ball. Still interested to see if they can get Caden Clough a little more involved here in the second half, or if they're going to continue to kind of use him as a decoy and a blocker. So here we go on a second and about 8 to go. They'll run a sweep from left to right. They go to Rose on the outside, slips a tackle, cuts back, flag on the play, moves the pile forward as he gets out to about the 49-yard line. And we'll see who the penalty is against here as the officials have a little huddle at midfield. Nice run there by Rose. Got into some traffic, had to cut back, but overall did a pretty nice job to pick up some yardage. We'll see if it comes back or not. Going to be a hold against Unitego and contact to the head against Fonda Fultonville. And so those penalties will offset, I believe, and we'll see where things get marched off here. This will be at the 45-yard line, and looks like Fonda Fultonville would like a little explanation on this before we get things going again with 11:05 to go, third quarter. And the officials letting the coaching staff know here, and we'll see how things go. Tom Carpenter, head coach for Fonda Fultonville, just wanted a little extra explanation on this, so looks like they offset, and Unitego will hold on to it at the 45-yard line. Still a second and about 9 to go. And they'll pitch one to Caden Clough. Flag on the play. Clough cuts back. Good for about 5 yards before he's dragged down at the 50. But now we'll see what the call is here. And a lot of penalties in the first half, and we'll see if there's a lot of penalties here as well. This one is going to be against Fonda Fultonville with 10:55 to go in the third quarter. And so this one will go against the Braves and is going to march off some nice yardage here for Unitego. And this is going to take them all the way down to about the 35-yard line. So a big penalty there against the Braves, and it still is an 8-0 game for Unitego over Fonda Fultonville. The Braves frustrated by some of these calls at the moment. But again, 8-0 lead, and that penalty takes Unitego deeper into Braves territory. So going to be a first and 10 here for Unitego, and they'll slip one off here to Caden Clough. He gets across the 35 to the 30 before he's brought down there. So, Dave, a good start here for Unitego, but that penalty helps the Spartans move into territory here as another one that's really going to hurt the Braves here so far.
I saw a couple of yellow flags flying, hustling back here, and I heard I think an official say, "Coach, that one's on you, unsportsmanlike."
Yeah, there was that's what the big one was, an unsportsmanlike, and I heard him say from up here, "I don't want to hear it." So the officials talking a little bit to the sideline there. So a pitch here to Caden Clow on a second and short. Gets to the outside, but he's brought down. Big-time play there by the Braves. Coming up was Garrett Neff as well as Cade Kearns, and that Braves defense is fired up at the moment. Nice job.
Yeah, you bet. Cade Kearns, man, he burst through the line, got his arms around him in the backfield to drag him down. Third and maybe nine.
Yeah, so that makes it third and manageable is now third and nine. Unitego going right to left to start the second half. Ball is at the 35-yard line. It's Unitego 8, Fonda Fultonville nothing. In the shotgun now is Shea Barber. Barber will hand this one off to Connor Griffin. Griffin to the outside, dragged down after a gain of a... So fourth down coming up. Interesting decision here for the Spartans. Are they in four down territory here? This is going to be about a fourth and three. Coach Dave, what do you do here? What do you think?
Well, there's still a lot of game left, and they're only down by 8 points. If they think they can get it, go for it, because nobody's really been moving the ball.
Yeah, so Unitego leads 8-0. They do have this lead with 9 minutes to go, third quarter, and are they deep enough? I'd say, yeah, let's go for it here. Looks like that's what the Spartans are going to do, see if they can push the pile forward. They have Connor Griffin in the backfield. Will it be a handoff to him, or will somebody move on the line? Let's see who jumped first. Believe it was the Braves. And let's see if this is who it's going to be against. Haven't seen the official signal. Yes, it will be against the Braves. It's going to be enough for a Unitego first down, I believe. No. Yes, Unitego first down. Okay, got the official signal there. And boy, another killer penalty there for the Braves.
I expected there's going to be... They're going to break away from some of the stuff we saw in the first half. Right there you saw Unitego go on a hard count, and that drew the defense off sides. First down.
8:40 to go, third quarter. Unitego leads 8-0. Here is Shea Barber, the quarterback under center. Will hand off Connor Griffin, hits the pile hard. Maybe a gain of one on the play, brought down by Claiborne there for the Fonda Fultonville Braves. I got to say, the Braves have played well today. Offensively, moved the ball pretty well, and defensively, they've held their own. Just some tough penalties here and there, which have allowed Unitego really the one chance to capitalize and get on the board, and that's why they lead 8-0.
Only one score, so it's still anybody's game.
Yeah, really still. It's one big play away from being a tie ball game, or perhaps Unitego maybe trying to open this one up a little bit. So here is Shea Barber on a second down and 10 to go. Goes for Connor Griffin again. Just submarines the pile forward. Good for another 3 or 4 yards. So this is going to be third and about 2 to go for Unitego. And Dave, I wonder here, they're just chewing a ton of clock and not really giving Fonda Fultonville much to work with.
No, they're not. And, if you think about it, the game itself has been kind of a quiet game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see the coach flip to the back of the playbook and pull one of those out just to keep the fans excited.
7:20 to go, third quarter. Third and short for the Spartans. They are at the Fonda Fultonville 20-yard line, trying to march in deep. And a fumble here by Barber. He lost it. It's on the ground, and the Braves have it. Barber couldn't find it in time. It rolled away from him and away from his legs and into the pile, and it looks like it gets recovered there by the Braves. Coming off the bottom of the pile there, I believe, was Massimo DiCaprio who got that ball.
Massimo DiCaprio, good job.
It was DiCaprio or it was Tyler Schmidtman. They were both in there, both had a chance at it, and a big-time stop there for the Braves. They trail 8-0, 7:10 to go the third quarter. Boy, what a killer there for Unitego as they were putting together a nice drive.
If they could just move the chains a few times on this drive.
And here come the Braves. They're going to hand it off on first down, and here is DiCaprio, runs to the outside. Massimo DiCaprio, the senior running back, with one of his first carries of the day. Good for a couple yards to the left side.
Yeah, a little change of pace on that, and he picked up a decent yardage.
6:50 to go, third quarter. And this will be a second down and about 5 to go here for the Braves. And the quarterback under center here will hand one off. This is Mancini. Mancini trying to run to the outside, handing one off there to DiCaprio, and that one was sniffed out by Unitego. And so a third down and about 8 to go coming up. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Unitego still holding an 8-0 lead. So again, like you said, try a few different things here on the first drive of the third quarter.
And I'd like to see it them opening up even more. Let's try some other stuff.
And so they break the huddle. Again, this will be about a third and eight, third and nine for Fonda Fultonville with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. They go left to right to start the second half. Man is in motion. Mancini is under center and going to be a timeout taken by Fonda Fultonville. They want to talk things over. With 5:57 to go in the third quarter, we'll take a break. It's Unitego 8, Fonda Fultonville nothing here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, a beautiful afternoon here in upstate New York for high school football. A little chilly, a little breezy, but it's starting to feel like football weather. Nate Lull, Dave Keller with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. I even heard a dirty rumor Craig Stevens was hanging out there today, so... Jim and Craig taking care of us back in our Sydney Main Street studios.
Hi, guys.
5:55 to go. Third quarter, Mancini rolls out after the timeout, wants the throw. Pass is incomplete. It was intended for Micaiah Roach on the near side, but he couldn't haul it in. It was just a little too tall and was sailing towards the sideline. So fourth down coming up.
I think if I was them, I would... punt it away.
Yeah, they're deep in their
get
own.
Get it out of there.
Deep in their own territory, so they recover the fumble. No damage done, but they will give the ball back to Unitego. And so back to receive here at about midfield is Derek Rose for the Spartans. And Mancini, the quarterback, also the punter, will look to punt this one away. He's had a pretty good boot. First couple of times we've seen him punt it away. So here is Mancini. Gets a good leg on this one. Rose is going to step into it. Catches it at the 50. Bobbled it, but held on. Slips a tackle. 45 before he's brought down there. So a good job by Rose, not only to catch that line drive, but to avoid getting plastered there at the 50 and picking up an extra 5 yards.
Plastered. I like that. Good word.
Well, he had a couple of guys running right towards him, and he bobbled that ball, but managed to hold on. So 5:40 to go, third quarter. Unitego leads 8-0 here at home in a non-division game against Fonda Fultonville from Section 2. Fonda Fultonville comes in with a record of 2-1, Unitego 1-2. And Fonda Fultonville, last couple of weeks here, week one, week two, putting up, you know, mid-20s of points. So we know they're a team that can score. They just haven't been able to today. Here is Shea Barber, a little quarterback keeper to the right side, 40 to the 35. Barber still on his feet. Push back to about the 37-yard line, but good pickup there. It'll be second and short coming up here for the Spartans. Something's got that Spartans sideline fired up over there. I do see maybe a flag on the play on the far side.
Oh, yes, you're right.
That one was kind of hidden there for a second as it was right on the far sideline, but going to march it off here again. Didn't quite see what that one was for, but it's going to give some extra yards here to Unitego deep into Braves territory. Oh boy, and they're just marching this one all the way down to the 23-yard line.
And if Unitego can keep dinking and doinking the ball like they're doing and moving it upfield, there's no reason for them to change, but I'd love to see it.
And this is about where they fumbled, so they're kind of back to where they were just a couple of minutes ago before they fumbled on a third and short. First and 10 with 5.5 to go, third quarter. Unitego leads 8-0. Shea Barber is under center, doing the best he can, the freshman, to orchestrate this offense. A little sweep there to Caden Cloud. Now back to Rose. He's into the flat to the 5, and he's in for a touchdown. Flag on the play. Let's see if this one's coming back or if it'll be a Spartans TD. The handoff was to Caden Clow. He handed it back off to Derek Rose on a little reverse to the right wing. He found Pater, but it's against Unitego, so it's all coming back.
Boy, I hate to see that. A nice play called back because of a flag.
Boy, that's tough as Unitego found the back of the end zone there, and Clow took a big pop there to hand that one off to Rose to set him free. But the hold is called somewhere in the line, and it'll come back. We'll do it all again.
as they march off the penalty, you know, you look up on the soccer field, and the girls' varsity soccer game has long been over, but I think it's safe to say that Unitico won.
Yes, they did. They defeated Windsor 5-0 today, so congratulations to the Lady Spartans. They had a loss in overtime yesterday, which was their first loss in league play in overtime, 1-0. So I think Windsor came to play the Spartans at the wrong time today because they were fired up and ready to go. So 5:15 to go, third quarter. Unitego leads 8-0 here on the football gridiron. And this will be a first and long here. And Unitego looks to throw over the middle, almost picked off. As the pressure was coming, Shea Barber tried to loft it up to Connor Griffin, and it just falls incomplete, but the Braves really sniffed that one out pretty well.
They did. It looked like a little middle screen with the two interior linemen that came ripping through. Like you said, smelled it out, and they stayed back, and they almost picked off the pass.
So this is going to be a second, and boy, I'd say it's going to be, what do you think, second and 20 here, Dave? It's going to be pretty close as they're pushed back out to the 30-yard line. And so Unitego needs to pick up some ground here on second down if they hope to keep this in manageable distance. They'll hand one off. There's that little reverse sweep again. They try to go to Rose. This time he picks up about 5 on the play, busts it down to the 25, but still third and very long here, about a third and 15 coming up for the Spartans.
That's a really quick little double handoff, and I remember Sidney used to run that, Walton used to run that, and that's hard to do, but you've got to get some movement up front and in the middle in order for that to shake loose.
So many moving pieces there. I'm always amazed at how smooth most of the time they make it look. So, and it worked. I mean, Unitego just scored on it a couple minutes ago, but it got called back on a hold. So here's a third and 15. Spartans looking to go to the air. And Barber runs to the outside. He's going to have to tuck it. Now he throws. Pass is complete. No, falls to the turf. Through the hands there of Derek Rose. He went up for a leaping catch as he came down. It was knocked free. And fourth down coming up. That would have been enough for the first down, but he just couldn't hold on. Good throw, though, on the run there by Barber.
It was a good throw. Receiver went up. He just couldn't pull the ball in. That was too bad. That would have been a great play for Unitego's part. I suspect they're going to go for it.
Ball is at the Fonda Fultonville 25-yard line, so they're safely in Braves territory here. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Unitego with the lead, 8-0. And let's see what Unitego dials up here. Shea Barber, freshman quarterback, is in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. Barber drops back. Here comes the rush. He's got nowhere to go. He's dropped for about a 10-yard loss as Massimo DiCaprio came flying in and ripped him down.
He did, too, man. He shot off that edge like a rocket. Quarterback didn't have a chance.
No, he just was running in the wrong direction, got brought down, and another promising drive, which actually, you know, there was a score on that drive for Unitego. Gets called back, and they come away with nothing. So still an 8-0 lead for Unitego here over Fonda Fultonville. Braves with the ball. Once again, they take over on downs at their own 36-yard line. So 4:25 to go in this third quarter. See exactly what the Braves decide to do. They've kind of gone to the ground in the second half. Let's see if they go back to the air. As here is the quarterback, Mancini. To the right, throws on the run. Pass is intended for Micaiah Roach. Too tall once again and out of bounds.
Yeah, Roach had a little bit of space there, but the ball, like you said, was too high, out of bounds. Settle down a little bit. Hit your receivers, especially if they got some room. Give them a chance.
I mean, he rolls out very nicely, smooth on the run. Just a couple of overthrown balls here in the third quarter for Mancini. Let's see what the Braves do on second and 10 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO. Also to our listeners online all over the area, all over the country, sometimes the world even, on WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you joining along. That's courtesy of SFCU. And here is a second down opportunity. Unitego coming hard with the rush. Mancini is dropped in the backfield by Connor Griffin, as well as Brandon Sacco getting in on the play. Big-time loss there for the Braves. Oh, but we do have a flag on the play. This is turning into week one. We did Sidney and Green, and I chalked that up to being the first week of the season, but there were flags all over the place that night. Tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, similar contest, and it's been both ways, both teams struggling. This one will be against the Braves, And looks like this one's going to offset here, Coach Dave.
They're waiting. They're waving it off. They're going
waving
to
it
take,
off.
Take
okay.
the play.
Yep. Yeah, they want the sack yards on that.
You
so.
Bet.
4:05 to go.
Not a lot of scoring. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
And it's a little bit of a flag fest.
Yes, a little bit of a flag fest. Hey, you're going to have games like this, you know, and you're going to have games like last night where some teams explode on offense. You have those kind of nights, and you have these, you know, grind-it-out type of games like we're having here today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to get you some updates on Delhi and Walton. That game kicked off at 1:30 as well over at Walton today. Another big-time rush from Unitigo. Breaking through Mancini goes down. Owen Reed, the big fella, bringing him down for another loss.
And he is a big fella. He wrapped him up. He hugged him nicely, pulled him to the ground, didn't land on top of him. Nice guy.
Nice to see Owen do well. He's actually done some intern work at WCDO. We appreciate that. And nice to see him doing well on the line here today, as well as kicking for Unitigo. So 3:20 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leading 8-0. And this is a fourth and a country mile here for the Braves of Fonda Fultonville, and looks like they will punt this one away. Mancini not doing the punting duties this time. This is Micaiah Roach. This one goes sky high and takes a Unitigo bounce, and Unitigo's going to start at the 35-yard line. I think that one went higher in the air than it did down the field.
I thought it was going to bring rain.
Yeah.
Puncture one of those clouds up there.
He got a big boot on it. It just didn't go as far as anticipated. Went straight up in the air, and then it took a bounce back in Unitigo's favor. So they're going to spot it at about the 37, maybe the 36, and that is where the Spartans will take over with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Unitigo still leading 8-0. And so Shea Barber will start things off here again. Unitigo scored on their last drive, but a holding penalty brought it back. They went for it on fourth down and came up empty. They'll hand off to Connor Griffin. He's going to bust the pile forward, and good for about 4 yards here out to the 30-yard line. Clock will continue to move, and right now the clock is Unitigo's friend. They hold this lead. Nobody seems to be able to score, and they're just trying to chew off as much as they can late in the third frame.
Eat clock. Don't make mistakes. Let's hang on to this lead.
A win's a win, right, at the end of the day.
It's a W.
If you're a Spartans fan.
And it'll bring them up to an even 500 record.
And I'm sure that would give them some much-needed confidence going into that matchup with BG next week. And here is Barber under center. Barber will pitch one to Caden Clow. Clow looking for some daylight. Thought maybe he was going to bust one there, but that was DiCaprio coming up and got him by the shoestrings.
Did you say Owen Reed did a little intern work?
Yes.
WCDL?
He did.
Was he in that little broadcast room?
No, this was all out on the road. He was going to games for us and helping, so we didn't put him in the AM room, though. That's like being in solitary confinement.
That would have been tight.
A little room at the station that's about the size of a closet. So, no, we don't put anybody in there, unless, you know, Rob or Craig misbehaves from time to time. We lock them in there, but that's about it. 1:45 to go, third quarter, and Unitigo again submarining up the middle. Flag on the play, though, coming from the back judge. This could be very close to a first down here, as that was Connor Griffin running once again, but we'll see what the call is.
Well, looks like it's going to go against Unitigo.
And so we're waiting a little conference here from the officials. Again, yes, a hold against Unitigo. And, you know, does this style of offense lead to that kind of a thing, Dave, in your mind, just when you're in the trenches like that, you might just be a little more willing to grab somebody and hold on too long?
Well, you know, you would expect that call to come from the line judge or somebody. That's a funny call to be coming from way back down there in the secondary. I don't know what he saw or who he saw do it, but...
Well, they've been called from all angles today, that's for sure. With a minute and a half to go, third quarter, Unitigo leading 8-0. Ball is pushed back to the 40-yard line. This is about a third and 13 here for the Spartans. Barber is going to roll out to his right, wants to throw, avoids the rush, but the pass is too short. Intended receiver on the far side was Jack Andrews, but again, DiCaprio was coming hard on the rush there for Fonda Fultonville, and Barber took a hit there back there midfield just as he released it. Appears to be okay, though, as you know, Unitigo can't afford any more injuries. They've had enough between Leo Temple, who was one of their big running backs, and Noah Hatala, their starting quarterback. It's been tough, and when you have a small roster to begin with, it's not easy to fill those holes.
I'm surprised. surprised they're not going to try a little pooch kick, try and pin them back.
Yeah, fourth down, looks like they're
going to. They are.
They are going to punt. This one is let go, and it takes a Unitego bounce, rolls down to about the 8-yard line, and they'll down it there. So the Braves, going left to right, are going to have to start deep in their own territory at about the 8-yard line with a minute 7 to go third quarter. It's Unitego leading 8-0 here in this non-division game over visiting Fonda Fultonville.
It kind of looked like Unitego was going to run an offensive play there, but no, they did a smart thing, and they pinned them back. Now, Fonda Fultonville's got a lot of real estate to cover to try to score.
Early score update from over in Walton. The Warriors leading the Delhi Bulldogs 8-0. So they have an early 8-0 score. We have a late 8-0 score here with a minute to go in the third quarter between Unitego and Fonda Fultonville. Here's Mancini under center. He's got one wide receiver split each way. He's going to throw it into the flat to Massimo DiCaprio. Good for a first down and up the sideline before being pushed out. So he picks up about 12 yards right there. Pretty effective play. And I've noticed DiCaprio on offense and defense. A lot of speed.
Mm-hmm. And if he's way out there like that and he's got a D-back playing way off of him, why not? Throw him the ball and give him a chance to do something with it.
Looks like an athletic player with a ton of speed. Give it to him and let him create in space, I would say. So, just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. That'll be a first and 10 coming up here at the 20-yard line. They're going to go it again here to Massimo DiCaprio, but this time he is tattooed by David Fletcher, who came up from his D-back position and made a nice tackle there to drive him into the ground.
Yeah, David Fletcher, he started off deep. It looked like he was giving him a lot of space, but he closed really quickly on the pass.
Boy, he really did, and DiCaprio had nowhere to go.
Nope, that was a good play.
30 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitego leads 8-0. Looks like we might have one final play here from Fonda Fultonville to end this third frame. Should be a good fourth quarter coming up to see who can put the final stamp on this one. Down to 20 seconds to go. Fonda Fultonville will drop back. Here's Mancini, avoids the rush as Unitego brought the blitz. Runs right up the middle, going to be close to a first down, just a little short, I would say, out to the 35-yard line. 11 seconds left, clock stops there. Everybody gets set here. Now the clock will continue to run, and I don't think they're going to get a playoff in time. See if they can break the huddle. Nope, I think that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. With the score, Unitego 8 and Fonda Fultonville nothing. Fourth quarter coming up. Dave and I will be right back here on WCDO.
DTC is excited to announce that fiber optic services will soon be available in your area. With DTC's dedicated fiber service to your home, we'll be able to provide you with high-speed internet, digital TV, reliable phone service, and home security and monitoring applications. DTC has been serving our communities for 120 years, and we look forward to becoming a part of yours. For more information on our service, visit DelhiTel.com or call 607-746-1500. DTC is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We're going to get set for the start of the fourth quarter here between Unitego and Fonda Fultonville. The Braves will switch ends of the field, so they now go right to left. They're in the white tops with the maroon pants, the maroon helmets. They'll drop back. Here's Mancini on a first and 10. Tucks it and run. He's up to the 40 before he's leveled there by Connor Griffin. And a flag on the play. That might have been a late hit on Unitego. We'll see what the official call is here. And that could really tack on some extra yards, Dave.
Boy, it could. It's definitely going to be against the defense. I don't know if he can call leading with the head that time because it looked like he was kind of sort of spearing him.
Yeah, that was, I think, what the call is going to be here. contact to the head, leading with the head, whatever you'd like to call it, but this is going to march off some big-time yardage here. It should be 15 yards. Yes, it is. So this is going to put the Braves into Unitego territory, so at the 45-yard line. Early fourth quarter, Unitego leads 8-0, and we've maintained the whole time, Dave, that one big play either direction could really open this up for Unitego or get Fonda Fultonville right back in this game.
That's right. When there's only one touchdown to score, one big play can mean a whole lot of difference.
Here's Mancini, drops back. Now we'll hand one off to DiCaprio. Drives the pile forward down to the 40. Big time hit there from Unitego's Jack Andrews. He was also joined by Caden Clough. So a 2nd and 5 coming up for the Braves, and still a lot of time left in this ball game here in the early fourth quarter. And so the play comes in from the sideline here. Clock is moving. We're a minute into this fourth quarter. Again, the Braves trying to put a drive together, and every time it seems that they have something going, a couple of penalties have really hurt them here today.
Yeah, and they're taking a lot of time calling plays. Come on, guys.
So here is Mancini under center, and we'll have a whistle. Another flag from the back judge here. Looks like delay of game with 10:45 to go fourth quarter. Unitego 8, and Fonda Fultonville nothing. So we'll see what the officials come up with here. I think that one might get waved off.
Yeah, it looks like he's waving off the play.
Okay.
Okay, let it go.
So they're going to wave that one off. So this will still be a 2nd and 5 here for the Braves. With 10:45 to go fourth quarter, Nate Lull, Dave Keller with you today on WCDO. Week 4 of the high school football season. We're glad to have you along with us. Here's Mancini for Fonda Fultonville. Rolls to his left. Pass is incomplete. Coverage was real tight there from Caden Clough. Intended receiver was DiCaprio for the Braves.
Now, you bet, man. Caden Clough was on him like a second skin. If that ball wasn't put right on the money, there's no way he was going to catch it.
Yeah, Clough was right there, blanketing him in coverage. Big third down play coming up. I know it's only a 3rd and 5, but they're in Unitego territory. They're at the 40-yard line. And I know it's early in the fourth, but if they could keep this drive going, maybe the Braves could put some points on the boards. Two wide receivers to the left. Fullback and a running back in the backfield. They'll go. Hand off to DiCaprio. He cuts to the left. Met there by a gaggle of tacklers. Flag on the play. First tackler to get there for Unitego was John Jordan. Flag came in from the backside here, so we'll see what this is.
Yeah. And another official was starting to pull his out of the holster, too.
So this one's going to go against Unitego, so going to be a first down coming here for the Braves. And so now penalties starting to stack up against Unitego and that they're hurting. So this is going to move the ball down to about the 33-yard line. 10:20 to go fourth quarter. Unitego 8. Fonda Fultonville nothing. Braves breaking the huddle, setting things up here for the junior quarterback, John Mancini. Mancini drops back, rolls to his right, throws out into the flat for DiCaprio, juggled the catch, and is met there by the Unitego defense. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play. Spartans breaking through. Colby Flamensfeld with a good tackle there.
Yeah, he just floated the ball out to his man in the flats, and his guys downfield kept going downfield. Someone's got to get a body on one of those defensive backs to give him a chance to put on a move.
Some good tackling here by Unitego. When the plays have gotten out to the edge, they've done a good job for the most part of shutting that down. 9:30 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego 8, Fonda Fultonville nothing. This non-division game today at Unitego High School. Handoff here to DiCaprio. He gets to the edge and tries to get around. It's going to be close to a first down. It'll be a couple of yards short. 3rd and short coming up. Great tackle coming up there from his safety position. And Derek Rose tripped him up. Boy, another couple of steps, and DiCaprio could have been off to the end zone.
Yeah, Rose came up and laid a lick on him, and that knocked him down, and he wasn't able to wrap him up. If he could have stayed on his feet, like you said, he would have been off to the races.
Clock continues to move, and again, the clock at the moment is not the friend of the Fonda Fultonville Braves with 8:50 to go. They are down to the 25-yard line, one of their better drives today. They've gotten down here a few times, so penalties have killed them each time. Mancini dances out of the pocket, throws to his left, pass is incomplete. looking for Jonathan Flander, but the pass was a little bit far behind him.
Yeah, he had to scoot to his left because he had inside pressure, and he threw the ball behind the receiver who was cutting inside.
Play comes in from the sideline here, so this will be a fourth down for the Braves. I'd say it's about a fourth and three. So we'll see what they draw up with, again, 8:35 to go, fourth quarter. This is gut check time here for the Braves. Can they convert on fourth down? They'll hand off to DiCaprio. He spins, and he's going to come up short, I believe, as he tried a little 360 spin there, but the Unitigo line was right there to bring him down.
I would have done a 360 spin, too. John Jordan burst through the offensive line and almost got his hands on him, 278 pounds worth.
So a turnover on downs, and Unitigo's going to get it back. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how this hasn't been the most exciting game in terms of big plays and offense and, you know, all the fancy things, but both teams have done a good job on defense and limited opportunities and just doing the best they can. And so far the difference has been the Connor Griffin touchdown, the Caden Cloud two-point conversion. 8.5 to go. Unitigo leads 8-0. They'll hand off here on a 1st and 10. Again, just submarining that pile forward. Good for about 2 yards. Unitigo taking over on their own 25. They'll push it out to about the 28.
Both teams are being careful with the football. There haven't been a lot of turnovers, but there's been unbelievable amount of penalties.
Yeah, this has been more penalties than I think any game we've seen so far in the first 4 weeks of the season. And I think that's going to happen sometimes in the high school football game. That's just how you handle it and what you can do moving forward on the next possession. You almost just have to forget about it in a way, learn from it and forget. Can't get angry about it. They'll hang on and go to Connor Griffin again. He's going to bust one up the middle to the 35. Going to be very close to a first down. Could be a 3rd and short coming up. Clock is the friend of Unitigo at the moment with 7.5 to go. I'm sure they're going to try to chew as much clock as they can here as they lead 8-0. Officials are going to say it's good for a first down. The spot at the 35 will move it forward.
If they didn't give them the first down, it would have been like 2 links of the chain.
Yeah, right.
Unitigo could have done anything on that play.
So clock moves down to 7:20 to go. And this is where you feel, you know, almost helpless sometimes if you're on the defensive side of the ball here, saying, we got to get a stop. You just look up and that clock is continuing to move. Shea Barber, freshman quarterback, under center. Line is set. Unitigo will hand off. It's a pitch to Cloud. Cuts back, and he slipped as he tried to go from right to left. Falls down, maybe a gain of 1. You can see, I think, with some of the wet weather we've had this week, Dave, the middle of that field starting to get a little chewed up here late in this game.
Yeah, that's what they're spending an awful lot of time in the middle of the field, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's taken a lot of abuse between the ground game of Unitigo and them trying to rush the quarterback with Mancini running all over the place. So the middle of the field has seen a lot of traction here today. 6.5 to go now, fourth quarter. Unitigo still holding on to an 8-0 lead on a second quarter touchdown from Connor Griffin. Again, they'll run up the middle with Griffin. Jumps the ball forward up to the 40. Good for a couple of yards. So this will be a 3rd down and about 6 to go.
He runs behind that wedge. And then there's big number 70, Jacob Marshall. He's 264 pounds, 6'4". Another good guy to run behind.
Yeah, they've done a good job of using the size on the line. And, you know, Unitigo, not a ton of numbers on the sideline. I've been impressed with, you know, not having a ton of depth. They've really held in well, you know, physically today. It takes a lot of toll, a lot of energy, and they've continued to play strong on the line. They'll run one up the middle here again on 3rd and short, and they got nowhere to go. They go with Connor Griffin. He needed 5. He might get 1. So they're at their own 40-yard line here with 5.5 to go. Clock is still moving. 4th down and about 4 to go. And I think you got to maybe safely punt this one away here.
Yeah, you don't want to take a chance down here and give Fonda Fulton Village good field position and a chance to score.
Might as well chew as much time off the clock as you can with your play clock here. As Shea Barber goes over, talks to Coach McCroney. They are having a long chat about it over on the sideline here. He might be maybe waiting to take a timeout. And I think Coach McCroney is going to take it all the way down as far as he can and then takes the timeout. So 5:04 to go in the fourth. Using every second he can.
Eat clock, boys. Eat clock. We've only got 8 points, and it's ticking down.
Well, we'll keep it right here with Unitigo leading 8-0. Just a reminder, if you're in the area, there is a 5K that the Unitigo Touchdown Club is sponsoring today at 3:30. If you need some more information, it is on our WCDO community calendar at WCDOradio.com. You can go there. You can also look it up on Facebook by searching the Unitigo Touchdown Club. It's going to start down at the American Legion today on Willow Street in Otigo. And they're encouraging any local athletes to come down as a team. They're kind of having a team competition. If your team comes and runs together, you could win a trophy. But just a fundraiser for Unitigo Athletics, specifically the Touchdown Club, as they try to raise some money. I think it would have worked out well if they'd had the game last night, 5K today. A little bit, I don't know if the football team's going to want to go run a 5K after this. But,
no, I don't think so.
Just a great thing if you can get down there and support in any way you can today. I know the Touchdown Club works really, really hard here at Unitigo, and they would appreciate the support. So that is at 3:30 today. So if you're watching the game, you have a little time to go home, maybe lace up the sneakers and head down there. So 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's a 4th-and-3 for Unitigo. They are in their own territory at the 40-yard line, and it looks like they will punt it away. And so Shea Barber is in to punt. And here is the snap. Barber's going to punt this one away. Just avoids it being blocked. Doesn't get a ton of leg on this one, but it takes a Spartan bounce all the way down to about the 25. I'd say that went a good 10 yards at least on the ground, just end over end. Went in the right direction if you're a Spartans fan.
Nice bounce, too. On a field like this, it's a little bit soft. You don't expect to get a big bounce, not like if it was on turf.
And I thought the Braves brought some really good pressure there. And just we're about a half a second short of maybe getting a fingertip on that kick. So the Braves will come back out here with just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 8-0. Can the Braves, do they have some magic on maybe one of their last drives of the game to get those points on the board and maybe tie this game up?
Well, they got to put something together. Oh, boy. How about a little overtime, huh?
Never know. A little. You said the magic words. I try to avoid. I try to avoid saying those words because if you say it, you know it's going to happen. That's just the way it goes. Complete on first down here to the right side for Fonda Fultonville as Mancini finds Flander, good for about 5 yards. So this will be a 2nd-and-5, maybe even a 2nd-and-4 coming up here for the Braves. And he got out of bounds, so the clock stopped with 4:50. To go in the fourth.
I'm driving up here on Route 7 today. I was getting all excited, and I'll continue that story in a minute.
All right. Looking forward to hearing more about that as Mancini is under center. 2nd-and-4. Drops back, looks over the middle of the field, goes right, passes too high and incomplete. Was looking for Roach on the right wing.
I had a little extra time. You know, I was here early, and as I'm driving up here on Route 7, I see out in front of somebody's yard free bubble wrap.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. I mean, it was not just a little bit. It was a lot. I think I'm going to take some home
there
and
you go.
Stomp on it.
Yeah. It's a good stress reliever, right? You know, so.
It's fun.
Never know what you might use some bubble wrap for. So 4:45 to go in the fourth. I can't say I've ever seen free bubble wrap either. So never know what you're going to find on Route 7. Here's Mancini on a 3rd-and-4, rolls out of the pocket to the left wing, wants to throw. It is in and out of the hands there of Jonathan Flander. That was perfectly thrown right to where only he could catch it, hit him in the hands, and he just couldn't quite come up with it. Tough break there for the Braves.
Boy, that would have been a huge play, big play.
Timeout taken here by the Braves. Fourth down coming up. They'll talk over what they want to do. After that incomplete pass, it's Unitigo leading Fonda Fultonville 8-0 with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. For Dave Keller, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leading 8-0 over Fonda Fultonville here on WCDO. Thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com as well, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Mancini, throws over the middle, and he's complete this time on fourth down. Out to midfield, goes right back to the same man, redeems himself. Jonathan Flander with the catch, and he took a big-time hit at midfield. We'll hope that he's okay, but he hauled that one in and moved the chains for the Braves.
Yeah, number 21, Jack Andrews, dropped him at midfield, but unfortunately he allowed him to catch the ball for the first down.
I like that they went right back to Flander. You know, he had a good chance there on third down. It just slipped through his fingers. A lot of confidence to go right back to him there, and a little shaken up on the play, but a big-time catch there with 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll hope that he's okay. So the ball at midfield, the Braves get the play from the sideline with 4.5 to go. They trail 8-0. We'll hope that Flander is okay as the Braves have the ball on a 1st and 10. See what they can come up with here. And here is John Mancini again. He's under center. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Mancini drops back, rolls to his left. He's on the run, wants to throw back across the middle. This one is caught. And a huge catch there by Garrett Neff in double coverage. Hauls it in at the 30 with 4 minutes to go. Leapt up and somehow came down with that one.
Oh, that was an absolutely great catch. He went up in a crowd. He was sandwiched by Connor Griffin and another defender. I don't know. I thought Connor Griffin was closing to catch the ball.
I thought that might have been an INT there, as Griffin looked like he had a good read on it. But it was a nice play there by Garrett Neff to scoop that one up. Well, we're going to have some sort of a call here from the officials that's going to back this one up. Not exactly sure what the call is here. I heard something from the officials about man downfield. Could it have been some sort of an ineligible man downfield? I'm not sure, but this is going to take them back to midfield. There was no flag on the play.
No, I didn't see a flag.
Wow, so it looks like the official on the far side made this call. This is not only going to drop them from the Unitigo 30, it's going to take them all the way back to the Fonda Fultonville 40-yard line. So, I mean, you're losing 30 yards on that play.
Yeah, that wiped out some pretty good momentum for Fonda Fultonville. You got to have Big Mo on your side at a time like this.
I'm not 100% sure what that call was, and I think... rightly so, the Braves coaching staff wants a little bit of an explanation here. Tom Carpenter heading out to speak with the officials. And so I'm not exactly sure what that was. That's a tough call, though.
Yeah, I need one of those rule books where I can flip to the back of it and look at the signal by the referee.
Yeah, that's one I haven't seen so far this year. So whatever that was, that backs up the Braves. And they go to DiCaprio here on 1st and long. And he'll pick up maybe one or two. He caught it a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage. By the time he got back, he was tackled on the far side by Unitigo. So 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's Unitigo 8 and Fonda Fultonville nothing. And so that penalty kills the Braves there on this drive.
Yeah, Fonda Fultonville, they got to start taking some shots downfield.
Here's Mancini, drops back, looks over the middle. Pressure's coming. He's flushed out of the pocket, has to throw, and this one is out of bounds. On the far side into the Fonda Fultonville bench with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. You know, a call that we don't see very often that we did see last night. We saw an intentional grounding call last night against BG. I hadn't seen that one so far this season. And so this is going to be 3rd and long. I'd say this is 3rd and 20 here for the Braves with 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo 8 and Fonda Fultonville nothing. Ball is on the Braves 41-yard line. Let's see what they come up with. This is a big-time play right here. Braves hoping to get some yardage. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left as they go right to left. Mancini is in the shotgun. Two runners in the backfield. They'll throw outside, and the pass was too tall off the fingertips there of Scott Valkovic, sorry, off his fingertips and down incomplete. Fourth down coming up.
Fourth down and almost 18 yards. I think they have to kick it here, man. But the only problem is they're fighting against the clock as well with 3:15 to go in the game.
Timeout taken by the Braves. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Unitego trying to hang on. They lead 8-0 with 3 minutes 15 seconds to go here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting. Casting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Dave Keller with you today on WCDO. Well, it's been a back-and-forth affair with both teams having chances. Nobody has really punched it in very often, but Unitego with an 8-0 lead thanks to a second-quarter touchdown from Connor Griffin. Caden Cloud with the two-point conversion. That has been the difference so far today here, folks. Unitego leading 8-0 over visiting Fonda Fultonville. And here's fourth down out of the timeout. And Mancini's going to go, throws this one up into the air. This one is batted down, almost caught there on a bounce. But it falls to the ground, and Unitego will take over on downs.
Yeah, he threw the ball deep downfield to Roche, and Roche tapped the ball with his hands, and Garrett Neff almost came up with a catch.
Yeah, hit two guys for Fonda Fultonville in the hands, and neither of them could quite come up with a good coverage by Unitego. Spartans will take over on downs. They go left to right. They are in Braves territory. They'll pick up at the 41-yard line with 3:08 to go, and I would assume that the Spartans' brain trust over there is going to chew as much of this time off as they can. So
keep the ball inbounds, guys. Just move it down the field.
And so Unitego looking to move to 2-2. Of course, opening week win on the road at Moravia, and then two tough losses against Sydney and Green, losing 18-0 last week against Green on the road, dropped them to 1-2, and if they can hold on for a victory here today, they'd get back to 500. They run on first down here as we hit 3 minutes to go. Good for a gain of one by Caden Clow.
But it eats up some clock. And they lost to Sydney and Green, and you mentioned Sydney and Green are both pretty tough teams.
Very tough teams. I think Sydney might be, they're ranked third in the state in this week's New York State Sports Writers poll for Class D football teams. They're 4-0, and they put up a ton of points. And it was a close game with Unitego for a half, and then Sydney just blew it wide open in the second half with all the weapons that they have. So it's been a tough schedule for Unitego. As they'll hand off here on second down, they run up the middle with Derek Rose, again continuing to eat that clock. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. I just think it's going to be hard for a lot of teams in the division to compete with the scoring of Sydney. There's so many weapons. You have 4, 5, 6 receivers that you can go to. You have a strong running game, and if the defense plays like they did last night, you know, that's just another thing you throw into the equation. So, and they're deep. You know, they have a lot of depth that I don't think teams have. So Unitego's got a tough schedule coming up, but all games that I think are, you know, 50-50 type games. Walton, Deposit Hancock, BG, all games that if you come to play, you could do well and maybe end up in the playoffs. A run here on third down will bring up fourth and short with a minute 35 to go, and Unitego leading 8-0.
But the most important thing is it brings it down to less than a minute and a half to go in the game.
So they're continuing to just chew this clock as much as they can. And I'd say it's about 4th and 2 to go. They're at the Braves' 34-yard line. Clock hits a minute 15 to go. And again, just every second, Unitego trying to chew this off here to pick up this victory against Fonda Fultonville here today, if they can hang on.
They're in no hurry to come out of the huddle, aren't they?
No. I mean, Shea Barber, the quarterback, is all the way over with Coach McCroney. They're going to burn it all the way down. They take the timeout with exactly 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. Just want to remind you, we'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, the Catalog Outlet, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. So Dave and I will do our best during the break to come up with our three award winners for today's contest, and we'll try to get you another update from Delhi and Walton. Last update I had was that it was 16-0, Walton over Delhi with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. So I'm sure all the Orange Crush fans over there in Walton are pretty fired up about that. I mean, both those teams, you could come in both, you know, 0-7, and that'd be the biggest game of the week. I would love to go over and watch that or do it on the radio. Last year we did do it on the radio. It was in Delhi. Today we decided to come here, but always a good one when those two teams get together. Would have loved to have been around in the real heyday of it. So, you know, when Delhi won their state championship in the early 2000s, of course, Walton with two state championships. Would have loved to have really gotten a good look at some of those teams.
Well, it's always very exciting to be there, to be part of it, and have it happen. Whether it's you playing against them or not, it still is a thrill.
One of our other color guys that we use for football and mostly basketball from time to time is a Delhi grad, Dave Smith, was on that 2001 championship team, and always love hearing his stories of Dave Kelly and their run to the championship that year. So out of the timeout, Unitego on fourth down. They're going to try a run to the outside. Connor Griffin has nowhere to go. He needed 2 yards. I think maybe he got one. Turnover on downs. The Braves are going to get it with 59 seconds left. They're going to go right to left. They are going to take over at their own 35-yard line. And so let's see. Let's see what they can dial up. They have that big play capability. So we will see what they can maybe do if they go to the air here with Mancini. We know he's got an arm. We know he's got some weapons. Can they convert? That's the question.
The clock stops on turnover of downs momentarily, and now it's a race against the clock.
So here we go. We have 59 seconds left. Unitego leads 8-0 here on their home turf. They're going to throw to the far side. That play is sniffed out. And it was a pass over to Brady Miles, and he had nowhere to go. Probably a loss of 3 or so on the play. Clock is at 45 seconds and ticking. Now the ball down to the 30-yard line. Mancini hurrying to try to get everybody set with 35 seconds to go. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Let's see if they try to go deep here or what they will do. They're going to spike it to stop that clock with 32 seconds left. And the Spartans leading the Braves 8-0. This gives everybody a chance to reset a little bit here.
Now it's time for the coach to go out there and get down on his knees and start drawing plays in the grass.
Yeah, right. So we'll see what the Braves decide to do with 32 seconds left. It's Unitego 8, Fonda Fultonville 0. And we'll see if they decide to take a shot at it, if they try something short, hope to break a play. Here's Mancini, the snap, he drops back, he's at his own 25, lofts one up into the sky, across the middle, intercepted here by Unitego, picked off by David Fletcher at the 30, he's back up to the 40, gets to midfield, on his feet at the 50, and then he's tackled as he gets into Unitego territory at the 47 with 17 seconds left. Good interception there by David Fletcher. And so you can't really fault the Braves, they had to go for it there, and there was two guys from Unitego, two guys from Fonda Fultonville, and Fletcher came down with it.
Yeah, Fletcher was playing center field, and he hauled it in nicely. I thought for a second there he had a shot at taking it all the way back.
Yeah, that was a nice run back of about 25 or 30 yards, and Unitego now looks like will line up here to take a knee.
It's the little things people do for you that make a difference. And if you like a financial partner who does all those little things for you, then you'll like us. We take the time to get to know you. Here there's a belief in working together locally, neighbor to neighbor, to help you every step of the way in those important finance matters. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Small technical difficulty there, but good thing to know is all you missed was a knee. And Unitigo wins 8-0 here over Fonda Fultonville. Nate Lull and Dave Keller with you. So Unitigo gets it done. That late interception there by David Fletcher is the difference as they tried to go deep, and it was the touchdown by Connor Griffin that gets it done as the Spartans move to 2-2.
2-2, and I'm sure they're pleased with that.
Yes.
Let's move on with the rest of our season and see where we can take it.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the post-game show, give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and we'll be right back. 8-0 win for Unitigo over Fonda Fultonville here on WCDO.
The Umsadal Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umsadal is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umsadal hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umsadal Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneata, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Unitigo as the Spartans hang on and grind out an 8-0 win over visiting Fonda Fultonville from Section 2, a Class C team. So a nice win today for Coach McCrone as both head coaches over here sharing a handshake and talking about today's game. Well, you know, there weren't a lot of big plays, nothing crazy and exciting, but hey, this is high school football. Sometimes you grind it out. That's what Unitigo did here today. So a great job here. Dave, any final thoughts before we do our three awards?
Well, you know, it's going to be tough with these three awards. You want to give an offensive player to somebody and with only one touchdown on the board. How do you do that?
Well, normally we do give two awards to the winning team, one to the losing team, when we are covering our local teams. But since we are covering Unitego and Fonda Fultonville is a little out of our range, we'll do three awards today for Unitego. So first off is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. We'll give that today to Connor Griffin. He scored the lone touchdown today, so he will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today. So congratulations to Connor. Next up, the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Any thoughts on this one here, Coach Dave?
Well, it's hard to say. I was kind of leaning toward maybe David Fletcher a little bit because he put the nail in the coffin with that interception. He came up and he made a few stops from his secondary position.
Yeah.
But I like David Fletcher.
Yeah, I think David Fletcher is a great choice, the INT to seal it. And he had a couple of plays. I remember the one on the near side here on the Braves sideline where he really, really hit the running back pretty hard. Actually, no, it was a pass out to the running back who was a receiver, and he really tattooed him here on the near side. I thought he had a bunch of those today, so we'll give David Fletcher our Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Let's give that to Caden Cloud today. I like that. I thought he did a lot of little things. He ran the ball well. He blocked well. Just he's one of those kids, you can put him anywhere on the field, he's going to get it done. So I think he's a good all-purpose pick here today. So that's our three awards. So we do have one last update from Delhi and Walton before we go off, and it is 32-0. Walton is all over Delhi in that rivalry game. You know, we saw Delhi last week against BG, and I thought they did pretty well. They're kind of suffering from the injury bug a little bit, too. So Walton starting to put a stamp on that game today. So we'll keep you updated as well on Twitter if you're looking for the final score of that Walton and Delhi game. I'll have that up for you. And if you're not a Twitter person, you can always go to WCDOsports.com. Right side of the page is where we will have all our scores posted on Twitter. We'll have our game audio archive there. We'll have all our award winners posted there as well. That's all courtesy of SFCU. So, Dave, thanks for coming out today. This was a pleasure.
Yeah, and thank you for allowing me to knock off some of the dust. But it was a lot of fun, and I appreciate it working with you.
Yeah, I hope we can have you back again soon. We'll have to tell Cutter to go on vacation more, I guess. So he had a good excuse today. It was his daughter's 22nd birthday. Congratulations to Maddie for putting up with Tim for 22 years. Happy birthday to her, and they were having a special celebration. So happy birthday to her, and we'll see Cutter next week. I believe we're going to be right back here at Unitego on Friday night as BG comes to town. I think that'll be a lot of fun. BG's now 3-1, Unitego 2-2. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. For Dave Keller, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you next Friday here on WCDO.